quickly on the debt ceiling and budget cuts package that was negotiated between U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The House of Representatives approved the deal to avert a U.S. default crisis Wednesday. In remarks Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer discourages changes to the House debt ceiling package, saying time is a luxury they do not have.
At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk. And any change to this bill that forces us to send it back to the House would be entirely unacceptable. It would almost guarantee default.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praises the package on a package that was approved in the House on a bipartisan vote.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act avoids the catastrophic consequences of a default on our nation's debt. And just as importantly, it makes the most serious headway in years toward curbing Washington Democrats' reckless spending addiction.
Turning to the war in Ukraine, Russian forces began June with a fresh aerial bombardment of Ukraine's capital. The Kyiv administration reported one child was among the dead. The casualty toll was the most from one attack on Kyiv in the past month. In May, Russian forces reportedly attacked Ukraine's capital 17 times with drones and missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova Thursday, becoming the focal point of an event that seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. During a news conference, Zelensky emphasized the effectiveness of patriots in safeguarding his country against Russia's extensive missile threats. This is VOA News. A court in Senegal Thursday acquitted opposition leader Ousmane Sonko on charges of rape, but sentenced him to 2 years in prison for corrupting youth, disqualifying him for now from participating in next year's presidential elections. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The 48-year-old Sonko, the leader of Senegal's main opposition party, has maintained the charges against him were politically motivated since they were first made in 2021, and he did not attend Thursday's court hearing. He'd been accused of raping a massage parlor worker and making death threats against her, though a lesser charge than rape. Under Senegalese law, the conviction for corrupting youth, defined as immoral behavior against a person under the age of 21, his accuser was 20 when he was charged, disqualifies Sonko from running for office. Sonko has been an outspoken critic of current President Macky Sall and is widely viewed as Sall's most competitive opponent in the 2024 election. Earlier this week, Sonko called for mass protests in response to the case brought against him. Shortly after the verdict was announced Thursday, there were reports of demonstrations and clashes with security forces in the streets of the capital, Dakar. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
New mothers in the Democratic Republic of Congo can be effectively held hostage if they cannot pay their medical debts. But one businesswoman is paying maternity bills and allowing them to return home. Like many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, Democratic Republic of Congo has no universal health care. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
While President Felix Tshisekedi's government is ratifying a law to make health services free for the vulnerable, the minimum $40 required to give birth in a health facility is out of reach for many. According to the World Bank, more than 60% of Congo's population lives on less than $2.15 a day. Cash-strapped hospitals say they're forced to keep patients until they've paid in full.
So I said to myself, why not help these women have their fundamental rights? The right of a woman not to be detained in a maternity hospital just because she's given birth.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Grace Mongbongi Umek, who owns shares in several security companies, set up a foundation in 2017 to help mothers with unpaid medical bills. She says she donates up to $3,500 a month. Sick Tunisians face a frantic struggle to find some medicines because the cash-strapped state has reduced imports, leaving doctors unable to control debilitating health problems and patients turning to informal markets for their medications. Hundreds of medicines have been missing for months, pharmacies say, including important treatments for heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, as well as more basic products such as medicated eye drops, whose absence worsens chronic conditions. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more, VOA One.